Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, where's it? Oh, man, don't tell me they act. I hit the button, man. They should be hearing the bad boy at the dating game talking and shit.
Yeah, that thing is
It's been acting weird lately. Hold on, let me see something here. Let me double check and make sure that everything as far as microphone USB. Let's see here. Should be it. Check. All right. Wait, before we start, let me see if you can hear this. Let me know if you can hear this shit. Hold on a second. That shit is weird, man. Yeah, it's acting. It's like it's acting up and shit. Let me see if you can hear this. Hold on.
Gentlemen, this is...
Can you hear that?
Nah, I can't hear nothing.
You couldn't hear that? Okay. All right.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game.
Can
I'm
hear
good.
That?
So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean.
Like,
class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure.
It's going
to
cut off, but let me try.
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Lucario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Lucario is the bad boy of the dating game. Badboymembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Lucario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, now, hey, now we got that shit straight, huh, Lucario?
Yeah, we good.
All right, we got phone calls to take as well, but real quick, we're going to bring in 803-972. But, Lucario, man, why don't you holler at him real quick and let him know about you real quick before we take the calls and shit, man. What's up?
Yeah, man. So, guys, as usual, you know, make sure you go to badboymembership.com. That's where you get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you go to MrLucario.com to get my products like How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, the ebook, hard copy, or audiobook. Make sure you go get that. And also check me out on Instagram at RealMrLucario. So, you know, make that happen, all right?
Yeah, no doubt. www.themanmindset. I'm the motherfucking Dean. Don't forget, it's Tough Tuesday. So we got shows with Rosebud and a show later on tonight. So make sure y'all check that out. Also, my Instagram, I'm starting to fuck with that shit now, Lucario, is The Man Mindset. My Twitter, The Man Mindset, and Facebook, The Man Mindset, to get updates on shows and information. Okay, so again, it's the email show, but as always, we take phone calls first. So if y'all got a question, y'all can call in at 515-605-9373. And we love to hear any questions that y'all have as far as it comes to women dating in the game. So area code 803, then we'll bring in 972. 803, did you have a question, sir? What's up?
Oh, no, sir. I just wanted to make a comment about that woman that was on here Saturday. She didn't know what she was talking about when she was calling in telling y'all stuff.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. All right, we appreciate that. But, yeah, but we focus on this show, but I appreciate what you're saying, though. We'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call. 972, did you have a question, sir? Air code 972 going once. Air code 972 going twice. Okay, good. All right, just speak up. All right, no doubt. Just speak up and we'll keep going. All right, Mr. Licario, we reading emails and everything, man. So who's going first, you or I, sir?
You can go first.
All right. Motherfucking age before the bad boy the Dane game. But before hold on a second. Let me bring this. God damn, dog. We got another call in. Hold on. Air code 518, did you have a question, sir? Air code 518, going once, going twice. All right, we'll go ahead and hang up on you. All right, let me go ahead and read this real quick. And guys, y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. All right, let me go ahead and read this email to you, Licario. It's not too long, but it's from a Tinder conversation. He had a question from it. I got a match with this girl, like an 8.5. I don't know what that shit means. I never did Tinder before. But so far in the conversation, it's gone like this. Now, this is him talking to her, and this is her talking to him. Okay, Licario? So he starts off, he says, I'm just reading this shit. Don't judge me. My mother said that you are wife material. What should I tell her? The woman replies, ha, ha, ha. He replies, our sons will have my beauty and your intelligence plus my height. I suppose besides being hot, you are smart. She replies, ha, 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 you think. He, the guy. He says, yes, my crystal ball told me. What do you do for fun? And then she said, ha, 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 travel and movies. He says, I get the feeling that you are a big, scary movie fan. Why you like to watch them only with company? I don't know what that means. She says, just action. So his question is, now that's the message he said, but his question is, so I know she's responding, but something is missing. Am I boring her? Maybe she's the one who is boring. I'm confused. How do I continue with this, Mr. Licario?
Oh my God!
I know.
You need to get my. These guys need to go to my website, badboymembership.com, and check out the easy way to date online for men, because you know dudes are wasting a lot of time going back and forth with these girls, man. Like, you know, if you're on an online dating site, all you really need to do is make sure that you are setting a date. That's it. All this back and forth, talking about, you know, this and that, and, you know, oh, this, and you're smart, and you're cute, and you're funny, and all this other stuff. Save all that for when you see her. You understand what I'm saying? All you need to do is hit her up, exchange numbers. You feel what I'm saying? Say, we're going to meet here, and that's it. You understand? Like, all this other back and forth, like, he still hasn't, the whole time I haven't heard him talk about getting together, haven't heard him talk about exchanging numbers, haven't heard him talking about, like, you know, what they're actually going to do. He's just going back and forth for conversation. Now, you know, it's not wrong with having conversation, but you don't want to do that too long, especially in an online dating site. You want to get to the point quickly and get her off the site. That's like, and it's funny, this is the main complaint that I hear from women when it comes to meeting guys online, is that, you know, because I meet women online and they'll tell me, they'll be like, hey, I'm so glad that you just, you know, set up, hey, I'm so glad you got straight to the point. You know what I mean? Because they'll say guys will just talk forever and then they end up losing interest. You see what I mean? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I see a lot of, like you said, I'm with you on that. I see a lot of problems with this, and a lot of guys are having those issues. Now, again, my whole thing is this. Why even bring up mom and things like that? You know, I mean, you just met this bitch on, excuse my language, but I don't mean to call a woman a bitch. I'm a good guy. It's just when I get around Licario, I just like to cuss and shit. But why are you talking about being wife material when she hasn't even qualified for your time? I mean, this is where a lot of guys go wrong. They so goddamn thirsty. They so motherfucking needy. It's like, wait a second. You can't be wife material until you prove yourself. You can't be girl material until you prove yourself. Exactly. The first thing that you got to get from me is you got to get my attention. And then through getting my attention, then you got to work hard to get my time. because I need to know. I mean, I meet a lot of women. What's so special about? I don't know what the fuck you are. You're just a woman. So why would I do all this? But you can tell the thirst in this guy when he's sitting around and saying, you know, our sons will have my beauty and your intelligence. You know, see, this right here is the antithesis of a guy that is out there trying to pretend to be somebody he's not. Because if he ever lucks up and gets on a date with her, Miss Licario, he's going to buckle. He's going to buckle. He's not going to even know what to say. She, listen. Women enjoy catty banter from weak guys. That's what they're used to, Mr. Carter.
Right.
it's nothing special. And the reason she's not even getting in touch with you because there's nothing special. All you're doing is trying to prop yourself up more. You know what? You got to understand, and I'll use you as an example, Ms. Licario. Through your behavior, through the way you text, through the way you talk, through the way you are, she's going to realize that, you know what, it's all about me. So I don't need to mention my sons having my beauty and a fucking crystal ball. What kind of cake-ass elementary a crystal ball told me? So, hey, why don't you go ahead and rub that fucking crystal ball and ask yourself why that bitch ain't called you back? Licario?
Now, it's funny. It's a good point. You were saying all that stuff about how, you know, he's talking about, oh, our kids are going to be beautiful and you're so smart and you're this and you're that. And I'm like, bruh, you don't even know this chick yet. And that's the thing. That's what lets a chick know that you're one of these dudes who is a simp, who a guy who don't really know how to deal with women, because you're saying things that's really unwarranted at this point. You feel what I'm saying? Again, you just got to get her out to see you, man. This is what you guys got to understand, especially online. Online chicks are getting messages like crazy. So that same girl that he's talking all that shit to, another dude is hitting her up saying, yo, let's meet up tomorrow. Let's meet up Saturday. You understand? Here's my number. Text me right now. You understand? So now he got her number. Now he's texting her on the phone or whatever, setting up the date or whatever it is. So that's what you got to do. You understand? All this other extra shit, that's just nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Ms. Carr, not only that, but when she hears, again, that's really abnormal what you said. That, hey, what you said is so weird and so far out the box that when she does talk to you, she's going to tell you about this. You won't believe the last guy I talked to. He was telling me about being his wife. How creepy. He was telling me about a crystal ball. How creepy. He was telling me about our kids. I don't even know him. How creepy. My goodness. Oh, my God. It's so refreshing to hear somebody be totally honest and 1,000. And that's the thing they're not getting, brother.
Real talk. Real talk. Man. All right. So let me get to this question real quick. So this one says, hey, what's up? I watch a lot of your videos. My question is, how do you stand out when there are so many guys out there trying to get with the girl you want to get with? There's this girl that I've been trying to talk to at my school, but I always see other guys trying to talk to her. I don't want to give her too much attention and end up being like all the other guys. So what should I do to stand out? Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Oh my gosh! all right, you. Hey, listen. You're not gonna ever stand out. You're gonna stand in. The first problem he has a few problems here, Mr. Carter. The first problem he has is the fact that I keep pushing this narrative to every motherfucker that listens to this show. Stop worrying about the next motherfucker. Fucking man. Stop worrying about, I don't listen. This is going to sound crazy to y'all, but I need her to be around as many of you as possible. I need her to hang out with you motherfuckers. I need her to y'all go hang out and talk and do that intramural basketball bullshit where she's grabbing the basketball and running around screaming and y'all are laughing and giggling. I need her to go play flag football with you fuckers when she don't even know how she get the football running the wrong direction and you try to grab her, she'll fall down and laugh and giggle. I need her to do all that shit with you. Why? Because she's not going to do that with me. I keep telling y'all guys, I'm not you. nor will I ever be you, nor do I care what you – listen, you can – Lucario, they can take these women around the world. I don't care. That has nothing to do with me. And the fact that he makes it about other people is the fact that he's going to lose because he's comparing himself, Lucario, to these losers. Mm-hmm. And if you're comparing yourself to losers, you're not going to win. He's worried about he's worried about what the other guys think? Is he asking or?
Yeah, he's saying that, you know, how does he stand out? Because there's a whole bunch of other dudes sweating this girl. And so he doesn't want to, like, you know, blend in, I guess, or look like these other dudes. So how does he get her? And by, you know, how does he stand out to get her? That's what he's trying to say.
See, the thing, real quick, the thing that these guys don't know is there's a difference between you saying, hey, what's up, sexy, and Lucario saying, hey, what's up, sexy. The difference is that the majority of you guys put these women on these pedestals. You worship these women. You roll fruit at their feet. You allow a stranger to have a hold on you like nothing ever before. So when you say it, believe me, it comes off needy, thirsty, weak, and insecure. But when Lucario says, what's up, sexy, he's not saying it because he's needy, thirsty, and insecure. He can't be, because he puts himself first. And because he puts himself first, it comes off as arrogant, misogynistic, assholish, and jerkish. This shit women love. Lucario, you got the floor, fam.
And, you know, it's interesting. I think the first problem or the first issue is – even within asking the question itself, when you ask that question, how do I stand out? I think part of the issue is understanding that, you know, if you understand how valuable you are and you understand how unique you are, you understand what you bring to the table, you should know that you stand out automatically.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And so what happens is that you know that you're not like all these other dudes. So it doesn't matter how much guys are talking to her or how many guys sweating her, or how many guys are saying this and saying that. You know, they're not you. You understand? But again, if you don't understand your value, then that means you are going to blend in with all these other guys and become as like average as the next dude. You see what I mean? Mm. So it's kind of like if you think about, let's say a rapper or something like Kendrick Lamar or something like Kendrick Lamar stands out because Kendrick Lamar is Kendrick Lamar. He knows his value as Kendrick Lamar. You could have a whole bunch of, let's say, comedians, but you see someone like a Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle knows who he is. He stands out and people like him because he's like, this is me. Ain't nobody else like me. You feel what I'm saying? So the same thing happens for you as a man. Nobody else is like you. So you got to understand that from the beginning. And so when you approach a chick or you interacting with a girl, it doesn't matter how many dudes is trying to holler, how many dudes is kissing her ass and all the other stuff, you're not going to do the same thing as them. You're a different guy. And this is why we try to teach you guys, hey, you know, understand this game, understand how to do these things, because that within itself is going to make you stand out because you know what you're doing. Now, there was times where I would be, let's say, for example, at a bar or something or a club or whatever, and I'll be talking to a girl. And then I would see, like, maybe one or two other guys, you know, lurking around and trying to, you know, holler at her or get in the conversation or whatever. So usually what I would do, and this 9 times out of 10, this will work. Like, for example, I'll be talking to a girl, and then I see another guy coming to the conversation, and he'll start talking, and I could tell he's, like, trying to holler at her. So I would leave the situation, and I would say to the girl and him, I'd be like, hey, you two seem – y'all would be a really good couple. You understand what I'm saying? And then I'll be like, I'll be back. I'm going to go over there. Y'all two talk and get to know each other, right? So I would leave the girl with him. I already knew the girl was feeling me, but I would leave her with him because I can tell most times he's going to fuck up anyway. You feel what I'm saying? Because I already know he don't know what he's doing.
Right.
So all he's doing is helping me, you know, at the end of the day, look even better. Because now what happens is she's talking to him, and she's like, damn, I wish I was talking to Ms. Lucario at this point because this guy sucks, because he don't know what the hell he's doing. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of dudes don't know what the hell they're doing. You see what I'm saying? So 9 times out of 10 when I would leave that chick, I'd end up seeing her coming right back to me after she see me,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
at the other end of the room talking to somebody else.
Oh,
so the thing is, I already stand out because I know who the fuck I am. And see, that's the problem. Most of y'all don't know who you are. Most of y'all don't have the confidence. Most of y'all don't see your value. You see what I'm saying? And right. so once you understand that, you ain't even got a question about standing out. You will stand out because you are you, and you will understand that. So it'll be something natural and you know, already there to where you wouldn't even need to worry about any of that stuff. You know what I mean? So Steve, what's it done?
Well, real quick, I love the 98% of you motherfucker. Wait, say, hold on, man. Who the, this better not be no Indian person. I'm going to cuss him out on the air. This is a fun, but hold on, man. This motherfucker. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Oh, shit. They won't answer. I'll cut the Indian motherfucker out. Anyway, so here's the thing, man. The thing is this, big dog, is that when I talk about the 98% of you males out there, why I love you so much, like you said, Mr. Cario, mm-hmm. they don't understand that we don't do that much work.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have, when you come across the street on our side, you will realize that the 98% of you guys are your own greatest enemies, because she knows when she talks to you, she knows that you guys are not focused on your results. Mm-hmm. She knows that you guys do not go above and beyond to do things. She knows you're not adventurous. She knows you're not creative. She knows you don't have imagination. She knows you don't take accountability and ownership for shit. She knows you're not fearless. She knows you don't take risks. She knows you don't lead by example. She knows that you're not an influencer. I can go on and on and on. That's why we love you. Because the more you shine in that dark light, the more we shine in a positive light. Because they are so used to y'all being so fucking scary, so weak, and so blind to the fact that you don't have to buy these women drinks. You don't have to take them out to dinner. You don't have to do nothing but show the fuck up and show the fuck out. But like you said, Ms. Licario, I don't get offended when another guy walks up. I'm cool with it. Because and what's funny is, have you ever noticed, Ms. Licario, you're going to chuckle on this. Have you ever noticed that when you let her go talk to another guy and you go about your way, and then you get back to talking to her, she gives you your itinerary of what you did. Oh, I saw you. What were you and that girl at the bar talking about?
Right.
Where
right.
were you? Yeah. What were you and that girl at the DJ booth talking about? Who was that girl over there you was dancing with? Why'd you take that girl's hand and bring her to the corner? I'm like, God damn.
Maybe she been peeping you all night.
She, right. She peeped you all night, fam. So that's what I'm saying, man. It, what you guys got to stop doing is the first thing you got to do is stop worrying about the next motherfucking man and worry about what you stand on. Because it doesn't matter what the next man does. It matters what you do. Licario, you got the floor before I read mine. What you got?
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's real talk, man. That's funny how you're saying that. They'll be checking the whole thing that you be doing. Because that's the thing. When you leave them, they already was feeling you.
Yes.
And so you leave them. And then what it does is, by contrast, she's talking to this next dude. But you understand what I'm saying? Just the fact that you left and he's staying there. You understand what I'm saying? Just the fact that you walked away and he's staying there. She's like, damn, like, what's up with this dude where he's just walking away? Where is he going? Why is he talking to that other girl? Does he think that other girl's higher than me? Oh, my God. Like, I might miss my chance. So she's already – so even though she's talking to him, she's still thinking about you. So this is what I'm saying to the dude that wrote the email. I'm like, listen, you know, if you at your school and you see a whole bunch of dudes talking to her or whatever – it's all good, because when you talk to her and you do your thing, she's going to be thinking about you the whole time while she's talking to these other guys, because you're already standing out just off of that. Just the fact that you're walking away. Just the fact that you ain't sweating up like everybody else. Just the fact that you laid it down and say, yo, you know, this is what it is. The same way I was saying with the last caller who was talking – I mean, not last caller, the last email who was talking about, oh, I'm on these – he's like, oh, I'm talking to her about all this other goofy shit on the online site. It's like, dude, you got to be different than these other cats, because all these other cats is doing the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So just like when I'm on an online dating site and I tell a chick, hey, listen, give me a number, take my number, text me, we're going to meet here on Saturday. And then as soon as she sees me, she's like, oh, my God, I'm so glad, because, you know, all these other guys, they do this goofy shit. You understand? And this is why we're telling you this, because women actually tell us the stuff that a lot of dudes do.
Oh,
that's the funny
man.
Part. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, you know how many times I've approached a woman, talk to her, and she's told me, she's like, oh, you're so good at talking to women. Like, I've heard women say that to me. You understand? I've heard this shit all the time. Women will tell me what other guys do. They'll show me what other guys do, and I'm just like, man. You know what I mean? And so It'll show you what not to do. And this is what we're trying to tell you. We're trying to tell you what not to do. We're trying to tell you how to be that dude. You understand? Mm-hmm. This is why we're trying to, you know, get it out here to you guys. You know what I mean?
And real quick, they all know that guy, after he gets done talking, he's going to go right back to the corner of the wall. He's not going to go talk to any other women or anything like that. So they know. But let's see real quick. Area code 443, did you have a question or you just listened to the show, sir?
For me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I had a question.
What's up,
like,
man?
I was at work the other day and I was dropping something off. My job, I dropped packages off and shit. So I was dropping something off and I was staring at this girl for real, and it was like, I didn't know she had seen me staring at her, and she was just like, is she going to speak, but I ain't say nothing. I'm just wondering,
speak up, we can't hear you. Wondering what now?
And I was wondering, because I was staring at this female, and it was like, she caught me staring at her, and she was just like, are you going to speak? Because you keep starting, but I just didn't say nothing
because,
I didn't know what to say.
All right. Oh, my God. You want to go first or shall I, Luis Cardi?
Yeah, you go first.
Let me go first. All right, 443. All right, mute yourself real quick, sir, because I want you to answer. Mute yourself real quick, okay? Mute yourself. All right, here's the thing with y'all guys. Just mute yourself because we don't want to hear the background noise. Here's the thing with y'all motherfuckers that I just don't understand. It's like when you are hungry, do you go to your refrigerator and just look at the fucking food that you want to eat and just stare at that shit? Or do you go over there and eat it? You know what I mean?
Right.
The thing is that, look, man, you're going to, you look, either you're going to be a man and here's my question. Why were you still staring at her? Why didn't you go talk to her?
Because I was at work. So it was like, I didn't feel like it was appropriate to
Wait. You say you were delivering stuff at her job, right?
Right.
So that means you weren't working at her company, right?
Right.
So why couldn't you just walk over there and be like, hey, how you doing? You know, hey, look, I don't mean to be rude. I know you at your job and everything like that, but you know what? I was doing my work, and I kind of noticed how cute you were. How you doing? My name is 443. Your name is? Get her name, and then let her know what the fucking deal is. Look, I'm at work. I know you at work, but here's my fucking number. Give me a call sometime.
Right.
It's elementary, dog. Here's the problem, 443. This is your problem for I toss to Lucario. Your biggest problem is if you were to walk over and talk to that woman, because y'all guys don't think these women ain't evil. Y'all think they sugar and spice and everything nice. When she smells weakness, now again, please, and I'm not calling you this. I'm just being honest, okay? It's Tough Tuesday, okay? It's not me calling you this, all right? Please don't get offended. I'm just being honest. When you stare at a woman and you don't approach her, she's either thinking you're a creepy, weird guy, or she's like, you know what? I can make him into my bitch. Because he has no spine, he has no balls, and all I got to do is smile and blink my eyes and act like I'm the damsel in distress. And then as soon as I get that sucker around me, I'm going to gorge him for everything he's got because he's not a man and he don't stand on principles. Lucario, what you got on that, man?
Yeah, and I think you know what it is that the problem is with a lot of dudes, y'all gotta go out there and talk and interact with women more, because the unfortunate part about the situation is that a lot of y'all want these things to happen. Y'all want a girl to talk to you, or you want to talk to a chick, or you want to get shit popping, but y'all aren't ready for what happens. And I've seen this so many times. So what it is that you're not prepared for the situation. So the situation actually comes and happens and you're not prepared. Because what was good about the situation is that you was checking the girl out. She noticed you checking her out, and she basically was like choosing you, because she's like, oh, how are you gonna stare at me? You know what I mean? She actually wants you to say something. You see what I'm saying? But then you froze because you weren't prepared for the situation. You see what I mean? And so what happens is that, and the reason why I'm saying you guys got to get out and talk more and interact with women more is because the more you talk to women, the more you interact with women, the better your verbal communication skills are. It increases. It's like you're working out your verbal muscle. So what happens is that even in situations like that, if a girl says something, you're going to have something to come back with. You understand? Because one, either you were in that situation before and you said something or did something at work, or two, just because you're so used to having conversations with women that it just automatically comes out of you. You see what I mean? So for example, you know, if a chick says, "Oh, how are you going to stare at me and not say anything?" You know, you could say right. anything. Like, look, I was still checking you out to see if I liked you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but what else you got going? You understand? Like, that's a comeback right there. She'd be like, "Oh, why are you going to stand over there and not say anything?" You'd be like, "Yo, why are you saying anything? You know, anything." You understand? But it's like you're coming back with shit because you know how to come out and talk to chicks. And then so that's the thing you guys got to get out so that when these opportunities present itself, you're already here for that. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
Hey, yeah, 443, let me ask you a question. What would you do if, all right, let's say she wanted to get at you, and you on the phone with her. What you going to say to the bitch?
I mean, well, the type of person I am, I'm going to just, you know, ask her, like, well, when I'm going to see you for real, like, when we going to link up.
Hey, whoa. Who are you, though? Think about what you just said. Wait, let me ask you a question. Real quick, 443. Do you barbecue?
You said do I what?
Do you barbecue?
Do I do what?
Do you barbecue? Do you cook steaks and shit on the grill?
Yeah. I'm a chubby dude. I like to eat. Yeah.
All right. Well, no, I don't care if you chubby dude. I'll just ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Do you just grab the meat and throw that shit on the grill, or do you marinate that shit?
Marinated.
So let me ask you a question. So you get on the phone with a motherfucker you don't know that you've been staring at and you rarely talk to, and then you gonna say that shit to her?
Right, that's right.
So I just want you to see the bigger picture of why what y'all guys fuck up at, man. Y'all gotta get like Lucario said, your muscle in your mouth. You gotta keep working that shit, man. Okay? All right, well, we got another call, man. We'll throw you back in, but if you got another question, let us know. Eric code 323, did you have a question for myself or Mr. Cario?
No, but all I'm saying is thank you. To you, Dean, all I'm saying thank you is, like, when you said the Afro Ninja, I took that episode and I watched, like, a bunch of it, and I understand what you were saying. Like, you have negative on one side, but you don't listen to it. You just keep walking. If you want to get what you want, you have to go for what you want. Don't listen to your mind. And then Lucario, I understand what you're saying about these females. What matter what they're saying, just do what you want to do. Let them know, like, nah, this is how things go my way. If they don't want to go your way, then fuck them. Just go find a girl who could do the instructions you tell her. Basically,
exactly.
My bad.
Right, real talk. Exactly.
And it's
exactly.
And it's got juice. I've been studying and all that stuff. So I'm letting y'all know if this thing's work. Even though I took a little bit of information, I tried it out, and then I got results like crazy.
So think about the results you're gonna get when you. Hey, look, if you do that with crumbs, right? Think about what's gonna happen if you do that with the whole cake, as Rosebud said. If you get the results with little bits of crumbs that we give you, just think when you use the cake, a slice of a cake. Think about that shit.
Mm. I'm going to have higher game.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. Mm. That's all we're trying to get y'all to see, man. Look, the last thing I want y'all to do is what 443 did. You see a woman and you just stare at her. I don't want you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to go after what you want and not give a fuck. Stop giving a fuck. What these mother? Oh man, hold on, Lucario. Before we start, I gotta put the preacher on, man. Let me. I forgot. We gotta play the pastor because y'all have to have this attitude. Listen to this.
Fuck what a motherfucker says. If a motherfucker is not bringing something into your life that is positive, if not doing something for you that is positive, if not saying something to you that is positive, then look at them and tell them, fuck you. If you're on the job right now and folk are just messing with you, they don't want to see you successful, they're jealous of your status on the job, look at them, fuck you. If your children are not doing what you want them to do and you're worrying about them, tell them, fuck you. If you have people around you that are not bringing positives into your life today, quit worrying about them and just say, fuck you. And to those of you who don't like me, you don't like what I say, you don't like the way I bring it, but you follow me everywhere I go, from the pastor to you, fuck you.
Exactly. So what's the common denominator here? Not giving a fuck, 323.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I look, I can speak with LaCaro on this. We do not get, when I say this, and it's no disrespect because we appreciate y'all guys. We appreciate the callers. We appreciate the listeners. We even appreciate the haters. But we don't give a fuck.
Right.
Because we going to do our thing. Again, like we say, we're not worried about the next man. I'm still trying to build me. Lucario's still trying to build him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give a fuck, and that's what women are attracted to. The guy who doesn't care, because in her eyes, she needs to make him begin to care.
Real talk.
Come on, Lucario, talk to him, man.
Real talk, bro. Nah, that's some real shit, man. That's some real shit. There's too many dudes out here who the main reason why they're not getting what they want, or the main reason why it's tough for them to have shit, is because they care too much about what everybody else thinking, what everybody else saying, what everybody else is doing. You know what I mean? And that stops you from being, you know, on your purpose. Stops you from being on that flow of getting from point A to point B. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Guys, y'all want to call in? The number is 515-605-9373. That's the number. Let me go and read the next email. Mm-hmm. Next email is Steve. So yesterday I was at Starbucks, and as this gorgeous woman came in, she sat down in the individual seats that was by some other guy. I just watched and noticed they didn't know each other. They were just sipping coffee, whatever the fuck. I waited until either he leaves or she leaves to approach. He left. I approached. Exactly like a minute after I approached the person, her meeting had arrived or something. I just had time to say, I saw you and you're very beautiful. I had to come talk to you. I was sitting by the restroom entrance and she passed by to enter the ladies' room. As she came out, I smiled at her and I started talking. And this is what he said. He said, she said, I'm sorry, I got busy. He said, yeah, no problem. Looks like you're working and I understand. She said, yeah, I'm working. He said, so is it going to take long? Because maybe after you're done, do you have 10 minutes to talk? She says, I don't know. How about tomorrow? And she said, here, take my number. And he said, okay, got her number and all this other stuff. Okay, he said, tomorrow. So then, here you go. It's almost over. He said, I sent her a high day. He said, I sent her, well, I was trying to say his name, sorry, his name. I sent her a high. This is my number. Good luck with your sale. So my question is, there was no reply to that message. Should I call or text for the date, or should I play it slow and tell her I came for some reason, or to create some comfort message before hooking up or trying to hook up the next day? I'm just reading them, dog. I'm just reading them.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing I would say for all you guys when you get in a chick's number and you're going to be the one that's going to hit her up, right, first, always say, and this even goes for like when you match with a girl on Tinder or whatever it is, your first message to a woman or whatever, right, needs to be something that she has to respond back to, or should be something she has to respond back to. You know what I'm saying? So like, so and most likely it should be something about you and her getting together, because I want you guys to get in the habit of moving quickly to see the woman. You understand what I'm saying? To get her in front of you. Because a lot of times when you talk too much online or talk too much on the phone or text too much or whatever, right? What happens is, and especially if you don't know how to like really, because there's ways you can like, you know, talk some sexy shit on the phone to, you know, increase the sexual attention. But if you don't know how to do that yet, the best bet is to try to get her to come see you. So what I would say to him is, because he just, what was the thing he said? He texted her. He said, hi, how was your sale? Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said, hi, his name, this is my number. Good luck with your sale.
Right. And that's all he texted her. See, and that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't text her anything to respond to. You see what I mean? So it, this should be like a question. Like, it should be like, hey, what's up? This is so-and-so. What are you up to next week? Or are you free Friday? Let's get together and get a drink. You understand what I'm saying? So that she can respond to that question. You see what I mean? So he didn't have to give her anything to respond to. So that's what it is, because this is what guys don't understand about women is that, and this is very, very critical, okay? Sometimes a girl is interested in you, but because she doesn't know what to say to you or to respond to you, she might not respond to you. Because for her, she's like, I don't know what to say. If this feels awkward. I don't want to look awkward. I don't want to say anything stupid. So what happens is that when you don't set it up for her to make it easy for her to respond to you, right, she'll just not respond. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how women are. Women like to avoid any type of situation that makes them feel uncomfortable. You understand? So if you're saying something and she doesn't know how to respond, that makes her feel uncomfortable. So she'll just not do it. She'll just not respond. So if you're saying, hey, you know, hope you're selling well, she's probably thinking, okay, yeah, it did go good, but what do I say back to this guy? But if you say to her, hey, are you free Friday? That's easy for her to respond to. Yeah, I'm free Friday. Or no, I'm not free Friday. So this is what I'm saying. Women are always trying to follow your lead. So a lot of times if you don't give her an easy way to get back to you or to respond to you, that's going to make it harder for her to do that. This is why I say it's best to have a question for her to answer, not just you sending the text and having her to have to think of something to say. You understand? Just like how, look at it like this. You know, imagine how many times when you're about to text a chick and you're like, damn, what do I say? And you don't even know what to say sometimes. So imagine a woman thinking about that. She's just going to be like, fuck it. I'm not even going to bother. And that's how women will do sometimes. Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
You know what, Ms. Licaro, in my office, and in my closet in my bedroom, I got boxes like this around. And inside my box, I always have these things that they hold my watches and shit.
Right.
And the reason I'm showing this is because I don't like to waste my time. I don't understand this shit, guys. Let me tell y'all something real quick and let y'all, hope y'all understand this. If she came out, I'm making, listen, remember this. I don't have much time. There's a little small gap. And in that small gap, I need to make sure, Licario, that I do the one thing that he's part of the 98, the one thing that they don't do.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to, when I talk to her, my time is very valuable. I only have a little bit with this woman, Licario, so guess what? I got to make sure every word that comes out of my cake-ass mouth, every word, guys, not some of the words, every word that comes out of my mouth has to do the three things I always tell you. I've got to communicate with transparency. I've got to send a clear and concise message, and it's got to be impactful. That's it. I don't have time to, I saw you over there, and, you know, good over here. Man, I ain't got time for that bullshit. Let me tell you something. Look, we're going to have some fun. Look, I got your number. You know what? I'm absolutely going to call you. Look for my message real soon. And matter of fact, because I had to do all this work to sit over here, and you come over, look, hey, you taking me out. Hey, the first date is on you. I'm going to say some shit out of the blue and out of the box, where throughout her whole day, when she meets you guys, guess who she's thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who she can't wait? And guess who she's sitting there, well, is he going to call me? Is he going to call me? And then she's going to check her phone. Did he call yet? Did he call yet? Oh, he ain't called yet. When's he going to call? Oh, my God, when he calls, what am I going to say? Oh, my God, what does he think? What's on his mind? I've got the high ground already, and I didn't even fucking call Licario. I didn't even pick the phone up. And she's thinking about me because I am. And when I do call, I don't give a fuck about her sales.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see Miss Licario. What is she bringing to my table to sell me to get, let me pull one out, my fucking time?
Right,
what is she going to do? You got to sell me because you're not the only one. You're one of many, but I just need to know if you are roster worthy, or am I going to put you on the pup list? Am I going to put you on the practice squad? Where am I going to place you based off of our conversation? Because it's not about her, Licario. It will always be about me. Always. What you got on that, fam?
Real talk. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, a lot of these dudes, I think what happens is, like they'll say a whole bunch of stuff that doesn't really pertain to anything necessarily. Because he says, you know, I hope your cell went good and all this other stuff, right?
Shit.
That type of stuff you don't really even need to talk about, because truthfully, you don't care about her sales. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
You don't care about her sales went good. You feel what I'm saying? You're just trying to get her out. You're just trying to see her again. You understand? So stick to that. Once you talking to her, and once you're having that conversation on a date, maybe you could talk a little bit about that if you want, but that's not really that important. So the thing is, you guys want to get into the habit of just really letting the chick know what it is. The chick know, like, hey, let's make this happen. Let's do this. Let's make this go down. And stop wasting so much time over, like, trivial stuff. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because the girl knows that, you know, you're trying to make something happen. You understand? And this is what makes it harder for you guys, because a lot of times what makes it hard is that you're not really congruent with your actions.
Right.
So
right.
It's like even the last caller where he was talking about, you know, he was staring at the girl, and the girl's like, how are you going to stare at me and not say anything? That's exactly what that's about. You're not. Why are you staring if you ain't going to say nothing? Why you got my number if all you're going to do is text me talking about my sales but don't really set no date or do anything? You feel what I'm saying? You guys have to be a little bit more congruent with your shit. You got to let the chick know, hey, look, you know, you go up to a girl, you holler at her, you exchange numbers, you set that date, you see her, you know what I'm saying? You gotta progress, and you have to make those things happen. You have to be the one to orchestrate that situation. Because what happens is that you're giving mixed signals, and I don't even realize it. One minute you're like, oh yeah, I'm feeling you, and I'm trying to make something happen. And then the next minute you sound like you're scared to even, like, make any moves. Then the next minute you're like, you know, texting her all day, trying to see what's popping. And it's just like, yo, who is this guy? What's up with you?
Right.
So she has no one to follow. She has nowhere to really, no direction to go in, because you have no direction. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's what, you know, is really, you know, interesting that way. With Steve,
well, the last thing I want to say before we go to you, I have one mission. One mission. And that mission is whether I talk to her, text her, I put a note on a dove, I send a smoke signal, or I put a something on a balloon to message her.
Mm-hmm.
My main goal is to be the last thing she thinks about when she goes to bed, and the first thing she thinks about when she wakes up. That's the goal. That's the goal. Because I know she is going to start divulging information. Well, you ain't going to believe I talked to this guy. And, well, you know, this is so refreshing. It's a great conversation. Man, I really love this conversation. Like, because you ain't going to believe the last guy that I spoke to, he didn't even know anything. All he did was just tell me his name and talk about sales. And, I mean, what is that about? I mean, is he trying to date me, or is he trying to sell a product? What is he? I'm like, I'm like, man, if I can give this motherfucker a gift basket, Licario, I love Licario, but I love the 98 way better than Licario. Fuck Licario. I love the 98, man. I love these motherfuckers. Man, fuck, yeah, man. Go ahead, Carl. You got it, man. Shit.
Oh, man. All right, so look, this line that says, I'm a good-looking black guy, and I've dated every race of woman except for Asian chicks. To me, it seems like Asian women aren't into black guys. Maybe I'm just assuming because I haven't really stepped to that many Asian women, but I usually get a lot of other women choosing me, but I don't see that many Asian chicks doing it. Have you ever had a problem getting Asian chicks? And if you have been with Asian women, what did you do to get her? All right, so Steve, what do you think about that? What are your thoughts on that?
I've had Afghan women, that's continent Asia, Afghan, Indian, Pakistan. I had one Russian, a few Asian, some from the Philippines, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese. I can't even say it if I say that shit the right way. See, this is y'all's problem again. Y'all think too much. Because if you listen to the message he said, Lucario, what did he say? He said, "Well, I don't approach too many of them, but I think this." Come on, man. This is y'all's problem. Y'all think too motherfucking much instead of going over and y'all motherfuckers think that the pussy stork is going to fly down from Pussyville, USA, knock on your door, and drop a bitch on your doorstep.
Right.
If you want an Asian woman, go talk to an Asian woman. Mm-hmm. If you want a black woman, go talk to her. Whatever flavor of the ice cream or rainbow you want, go talk to them. Don't assume anything. That is weakness, Lucario, when you assume. As soon as you assume, that shows where your level is. Because even if this, look, some Asians only date Asians. Some Asians date white guys. Some Asians date black guys. Some Asians date Indian guys. Every Asian woman has this thing called a preference. And the only way you're going to find out is talk to her. So if you talk to one and she likes only white guys, don't generalize like y'all cupcakes do. Y'all always want to take one situation and make it the norm. Oh, well, I can't get the Asian woman because she don't like black guys. That's just one bitch. That's one bitch. So all I'm saying is that he's the problem. Listen, why are you telling us that you look good? Your looks don't mean shit to us. I don't know why you're a good-looking motherfucker. Okay, that's good. But you just because you look, you could be a fucking Bugatti with no engine in it. You can look good as fuck, but if your internal is weak as fuck, it doesn't fucking matter. Lucario?
Real talk, man. You know, it's funny because I always get dudes that, especially a lot of black guys, I get this question a lot or comment a lot with guys like, oh, Asian girls aren't into black guys. And I'm like, yo, y'all got to step out your fucking house and go talk to some motherfucking chicks, man. Because, dude, I've had Filipino chicks. I've had Korean chicks, Japanese girls, all of this shit. And I'm like, I'll be looking at these dudes like, what are you talking about? You just got to go talk to these girls. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, you don't know who's going to be feeling you until you actually go out there and make it happen. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So a lot of these dudes, they just don't go out. They just assume, just like the guy in the email said, he said, I didn't really approach, or I didn't really, so right. It's just his assumption. And he thinks, this is what he's thinking. He thinks that because he's, and this is the problem with guys who is on that good looking shit, is that they'll probably get a few girls checking them out here and there. So they get lazy. And they expect every girl that they're trying to get with to check them out the same way. So he's probably been in situations where he was around some Asian girls or at a party with Asian girls was that. And because they weren't blatantly, like, checking him out, he assumed, oh, I guess they don't like me. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But if he would have approached them and talked to them, he would have probably found out different. You feel what I'm saying? Like one of the, I remember the first Asian chick that I smashed. And I remember this, you know, vividly because I remember – like I was probably in my early 20s, and I was like, yo, I'm trying to smash like every race, color, all that shit. So an Asian girl was the last type of chick I didn't get to smash. So I was on a train one time, and I saw this cute Asian chick come in, and I was choosing on the other side of the train. I walked to the all the way to the other side of the train. I just started talking to her. She was real pleasant, real nice, smiling. Everything was cool. We exchanged numbers. You understand? We was hanging out and all this other stuff, and then it was funny because it took me like maybe like a few weeks to hit it. That's when I was back in the days doing all that cake ass shit as Steve Dean would say. When I got to hit it, but the thing was, you know, she was feeling me. You understand? So I'm like, but it was just me going up and talking.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know what I mean? So it ain't no big deal, man.
Well, hey, I'll be honest with you. Hey, look, in elementary school, the first chick I got busted in the bushes by her mother was a fucking Filipino chick.
Right.
I remember in junior high school, the first girl whose house I ran out of because I got nervous because she started unbuttoning my shirt, she was fucking Korean. I rode my bike. She told me to go around back. I pulled my bike up. I climbed up the back of her house, went into her room and was hanging out with her, kissing her and all that shit. And she took things to another level, started unbuttoning my little cake ass shirt. You know, I got a little nervous, like a little bitch. I was caking too, Lucario. I ain't gonna lie. And I got, hey, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, man, how many, but fuck y'all. How many of you bitches in junior high school with the girl's chick? You know what I mean? So fuck y'all. But y'all judgmental motherfuckers. But you right. At the end of the day, man, stop making it about what you think. Get your ass out there and start talking to women of the races that you want to talk to, and then do it from that point, man. So we got 5 minutes left, so let me read this last one. Y'all want to call in real quick? 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me go ahead and read this real one real quick. Steve, what does it mean when a girl takes an unusually long time to respond to a text? For example, I text a girl. When I text a girl, I'm in the mountains. It's freezing here. How's your day?
What?
Okay, Lucario, we're doing a show, man. Stop making me laugh, man. Fuck. Let's do it. All right, hold on, man. Hold on. Let me finish. I text a girl, I'm in the mountains. It's freezing here. How's your day? 2 or 3 days later, I get a response. In the mountains, what are you doing there? My day is not bad, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't make sense for someone to take so long to respond. I would assume that a girl would just forget about texting me back instead. Do you think girls initially text you by taking a real long time to respond? That's the question. Do you think girls intentionally test you? Do you think girls intentionally test you by taking a real long time to respond, sir?
Nah, this is the thing. It's real simple. The amount of time that it takes a woman to text me back is based off our interest level. The more interested she is in you, the quicker it's going to take that she's going to text you back.
Right.
The least interested in you as she is, the longer it's going to take for her to text you back. You understand what I'm saying? So you know, if you text a girl and it's taking her 2.5 days to get back to you, that's low interest. You feel what I'm saying? Because she's not really that interested in talking to you. You're just sort of like someone she'll get back to whenever she gets back to. You understand? It's the same thing as like anything else. Like, let's say if you get a bunch of emails or a bunch of texts or whatever, you know, you're gonna text back or hit back the most urgent. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if something's like, oh, I gotta hit this person, I gotta holler at them, I gotta hit them up right now to tell them about this, because that's the thing that's the highest interest on your joint. But then you see something else and you're like, I can get to that tomorrow. It don't make a difference. And that's what it is. You see what I mean? So, but Steve, what's it doing on that?
I'm in the mountains. It's freezing here. How was your day? And I say it again. I'm in the mountains. It's freezing here. How is your – man, that is – hey, that shit was so smooth, Lucario. It knocked that bitch off her feet, and she must have conked out for 4 days to reply. That's how cold that shit was. Man, what are y'all motherfuckers doing with – what does the mountains got to do with her face in a pillow and her ass up in the air? What does freezing got to do with her sucking your dick? Can someone please help me understand this? I'm never, man, again, first thing she thinks about in the morning, last thing she thinks of when she goes to bed. Think about that, guys. And when you text that, do you think that that is so impactful that she's like, wow, this guy is a real ladies man. This guy's been with a lot of women. No, what she thinks of is, this is not, look, you're not weird and creepy. It's just that you stay in what is called curiosity. You never move to attention. You never move to attraction. You are like most guys. You know what? Oh, well, you know what? Okay. Oh, I got a text from him. Huh. I'm in the mountains. It's freezing here. How's that day? Your day. Okay. Well, he's going to be my bitch. He's going to be my chauffeur. He's going to be the one putting up my Christmas lights. I'm going to have him take me out for a few dinners. And that's it. Because he doesn't know what he's doing. If he cannot articulate what he wants from me, then I've got to run the show. And if I run the show, Lucario, he's going to do whatever the fuck I want him to do. What's your take on that, man?
Right. Real talk, man. Real talk. It's like, you know, the thing is that if a chick realizes you don't know what the fuck you're doing, she's like, okay, I could either not fuck with this guy, or I could fuck with him, but just take advantage of him and use him as my my plaything. I'll just use him for attention. I'll use him to take me out. I'll use him to do whatever I need him to do because right. I can tell he's the type of guy that's going to do that.
Right.
Because he don't know what he's doing. You feel right. what I'm saying? And so women, they'll put you in that category. They'll you know use you just like how we put chicks in categories. You see a girl, we'd be like, oh, she's just a jump off. She'll never be my wifey. A chick will do the same thing with you, but in a different way. She'll be like, he'll be the guy I use for attention. He'll never be the guy I'm going to fuck. You feel what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it is what it is.
All right, I think we got two. Let me grab this call. 469, do you have a question before we end the show?
Yeah, I have a question. What's up, Steve? What's up, Lucario?
What up?
What's up?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. How do you tap into your masculinity, like your masculine frame? Like, that's one of my first questions that I wanted to know. How do you, like, tap into the to my natural masculine frame?
Okay, let me ask this first, Carl. Here's the thing, 469. You can't right now. You can't right now. Let me tell you why. I'm gonna answer your question why, and then let Carl, then we'll have your other questions. Let me tell you why you can't. Because just you and the majority of guys out there, and this is just straight honest. This is no, I'm not trying to be rude or mean. I'm just being honest with you. Your thinking is what I call world is flat thinking. So you can't think beyond that edge. You can't even see beyond that edge. So you can't tap into something that you can't even see what's in front of you. Does that make any sense, 469?
Right, right.
Okay, now, the only way you can tap into it, just like I did, and I'm sure Lucario did, the only way I was able to tap into it was because I picked up a mentor at 9. My mentor guided me in finding myself because you can't do it by yourself because you – remember, there are things you know, there are things you don't know, then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. That's how deep this is. So if you just on the first level, there is so much out there you don't know, but with the proper mentor, he will pull things out of you and then guide you down. And remember, this is levels. The first thing is you got to find that person in that cage. The second thing is you got to learn how to forge that key to unlock him. The third phase is this. Once he gets out, you got to learn how to tame him. And this ain't just no go to a boot camp and get a magic pill type bullshit. This is going to be work because you're going against your thinking. From this point since you've been talking to us, before this, I don't know how old you are, young. How old are you, 469?
I'm 21 years old.
Okay, so for 21 years of your life, or whenever you have been thinking one way and one thing. And with a mentor, he's going to force you to go against everything you think about, everything you believe, and everything you perceive about women. He's going to turn you a totally around. And the biggest war that you're going to have is not with the mentor. It's going to be with yourself. Because you are not going to be able to see what he sees. And your mentor is going to make you do things that you won't even understand until later on down the line. So for me to answer that first question, I thought Lucario suffer goes along. But in order for you to begin the process, you need someone who is there already that can guide you there. Lucario, what do you got on that, fam?
I would also say, too, is that having that masculine frame and being masculine, one, it's about being honest with yourself.
Whoa, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Being honest with yourself and also being honest with other people
right.
to the best of your ability. Because I know for some dudes, it's like being honest is like a freaking is blasphemy. Like, oh, my God, being honest. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
But you got to be honest with yourself because when you're honest with yourself, what you're doing right at that moment is you're saying, okay, I'm willing to see the truth about where I'm at and where I want to go. You understand? And so until you're honest
right.
with yourself, say, hey, look, this is where I'm at. This is where I want to go. This is the things I want to do. That's what's going to give you that masculine frame because to be that man, it's about being who you really are and doing exactly what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know who you are, you're not going to know what you want to do or where you're going. So you got to be honest with yourself first. Also, too, you know, it's about, and this gets even deeper. It's about being that guy or that dude at the you know but by also being able to say I sacrifice other shit. So what I mean, for example, let's say I said to you, listen, I can teach you, or you'll be able to have that masculine frame, but in order for you to have that masculine frame, you're not going to be able to fuck any chick for 5 years.
There you go. Yeah.
Would you still want to have that masculine frame or not? You understand what I'm saying? So if I said to you, you're only going to have this masculine frame if you can't fuck chicks for 5 years. But, or I could say, listen, you could fuck chicks for 5 years every day, but you're not going to have the masculine frame. Which one would you choose? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's an awesome question.
Right. Because this is the thing about being masculine. Sometimes, right?
Yeah. Right.
When it comes to you masculine in relation to women, you're going to realize that you're not going to get certain women, or you're not going to be able to do certain things with women because you choose to be that man first. Unfortunately, you got a lot of dudes, especially I'm seeing on the internet right now, that sacrificing their masculinity for pussy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not because boys want to be masculine and all this other stuff, but it's like they don't really know what it means to actually be that dude. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and real quick, and listen to what Lucario said, because it is a very deep question. Would you like to fuck a lot of women and not have your masculinity, or not fuck a woman for 5 years and gain your masculinity? Mm-hmm. But one thing LaCarl didn't say, again, this is going beyond the edge, is that once you become a man, you don't have to go fuck women because they're going to want to fuck you. You
exactly,
see what I'm saying?
Right.
See, what y'all guys don't see. See, a lot of guys are like this. Nah, fuck that. If I can get some pussy, nah, fuck my masculinity. But the deeper thing here is this: the man that says, you know what, I'm gonna push this woman shit to the side and learn about me. Then what's gonna happen is you're not gonna wanna have to fuck women because they're gonna wanna fuck you. They're gonna be wanting to come up to you. They're gonna wanna talk to you. They're gonna wanna know why you are not desperate, why you're not needy, why you're not thirsty. What is it about you that separates you from what? The 98% of these cakes out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 469, what's your next question, man? What's up?
My next question is, let's see. Do you guys prefer giving a girl your number or taking her number?
Me, I mean, I do both. I don't really have a preference. But if I had to choose one, I would say I'd rather give her my shit. You understand what I'm saying? Because one, it's less work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And two, if she's going to call me, because this is the thing that I tell guys, when you give a girl your number, you should also tell her when to call you. You understand what I'm saying?
Instruct.
Because if she calls you when you tell her to call you, that's showing not only that she's interested because she called you, but also showing she knows how to follow directions.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why, I like Steve.
I'm the same way. But what I would tell you, 469, there are going to be situations where she's not going to take your number. And there are going to be situations where she says, going to call me. And like Lucario said, you can still hold the high ground. As long as you take her number and you still instruct her, hey, what's up? This is the Bad Boy of the Dating Game. We met, yada, yada. Give me a call when you can. And that's it. You instruct her. You still can have the high ground. But like Lucario said, 469, this is what we're talking about the manhood thing. I am the sun, moon. If you look at behind me, this is how arrogant I am. I have made a pen. I'm going to make another one of me as a king and shit. This is how arrogant I am, 469. I am arrogant enough to hire someone to do a painting of me as a fucking warrior. Arrogant. This is what I am, 469. So
right.
It's all about me. I am your lucky day. I'm the guy that, you know what? You are lucky enough to be able to tell your great-grandkids one day before you give them warm milk to go to fucking bed that you ran into a man. You can't tell me no different, 469. So absolutely you got to call me first. And I'm going to stand on that. But, again, some women will be like, no, well, call me. And I'm fine with that. And if she does say that, that's cool. I'll take her number. But when I want to call her or I want to get in touch with her, I will let her know, hey, this is your such and such. Call me, like Lucario said, instruct, lead, and be assertive.
Right. So it's like you're instructing them so that way they can chase you from the beginning too, right?
Right. They're not chasing me. They're intrigued by me. I don't want her chasing. Look, she's gonna chase me when we get together. That the chase ain't gonna start then. She ain't gonna chase me off the bat because she doesn't know me yet. 469. Because
right,
like Lucario
right.
was telling
right.
you guys earlier, is that there's so many guys out there that lie or wear this mask of a man. So she's not gonna chase me until I pass the test. She's going to test every single one of us to see what kind of man we are. And it is at that point, once she realizes she's got a real motherfucking man on her hands, that's when the chasing begins, sir.
Back.
Oh,
back.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of dudes have this misconception of thinking that I'm going to play some manipulative game with some chick and I'm going to get her number, I'll give her my number, then I'm going to act this way and then she's going to chase me. It's like, again, a chick is only going to chase you when she feels that emotional attachment to you. And she's not going to feel that until she recognizes the type of dude she's dealing with. You see what I'm saying? So that's the thing that guys don't
right.
understand.
Yeah, she's not going to
so
chase
like,
you until
like
you brother.
It's like her, it's like, you know, her desire has to be stronger than what she's dealing with in her life. Like if she wants to come see me, right?
No,
something like that, right?
Listen, y'all guys got to understand it's like nature. And this is what we all is nature. There is something in her DNA that is going to trigger. And look, she has no control over it. Her daddy, her mommy, her priest, Bigfoot cannot change her mind. When that trigger called attraction hits, there is nothing that nobody can do. Even if she can't stand Lucario, she's like, hey, fuck Lucario, he's a jerk. He's an asshole. He's just a messiah. I can't stand him, but yet I can't stop thinking about him. Why can't I get him out of my mind? I got to call him. I want to talk to him. Oh, my God, what are you doing, girl? Don't do that. No, no, no. But then the attraction will always overrule and overbeat any feeling that she has because when you get with a man, this is in nature, an alpha. When they get with him, everything else doesn't matter but him. Lucario?
Real talk. Now that's real talk. And that's what I'm saying. Like, once she feels that attraction, when she's really into it, then that's when all that stuff's going to happen. But before that, it's still in those stages where, you know, it's you know, she's still, like, wondering. She's still thinking. She's still seeing. And this is why we say it's very important for guys to understand who they are and understand the game because – that's going to get the chick hooked. You see what I'm saying? Because dudes think, see,
right.
see guys think
right.
that playing the head games is the thing that is going to get a chick hooked. You feel what I'm saying? It's not playing the head games. This is why
right.
a lot of times when dudes
right.
do, it'll fizzle out quick, even if she sort of like, you know, stays on it. But once a guy has that woman's mind, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if she starts to feel him in that way, that's what's going to make her want to really come at him and really chase and really do all that other stuff. And this goes back to what you were saying earlier about the whole masculine thing is that when you are that masculine dude, you have that masculine frame and she sees that, damn, this, I actually met a real guy, a real man, that's what's going to make her gravitate to you and want to hold on even stronger. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you know, what,
right.
Lucario, that's
right.
why, real quick, 469, you see a lot of guys are like, well, I've got the degree and I've got the corner office, but why is she fucking Tyrone and why is she
right.
sucking Ray Ray's dick? It's not your degrees, man. It's because Tyrone and Ray Ray don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrone and Ray Ray put them bitches
right.
in their place. Tyrone
mm-hmm.
and Ray Ray will say, fuck you, it's about me. That's
mm-hmm.
what attracts women. Y'all guys are so busy trying to fulfill their wants, you're
mm-hmm.
not fucking fixing what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. But what else
right.
you got, 469?
Right.
Real quick? What else?
Wait, what's up? Sorry, I didn't hear.
Is there anything else? Is there any other questions you got?
No, that's it. That's all I got. Those were my two questions. That how to tap into a masculine frame and what do you prefer, giving the number or taking her number? So those were my questions.
Well, we're gonna keep it moving. Just I want to say this last thing. Look, as long as you continue to keep doing what you're doing, you're not gonna get it. You got to find a mentor. That's the honest truth. You are not going to get this on your own because you have no idea how deep this is. You have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea how treacherous a woman can be. You have no idea what kind of games they play, head
mm-hmm.
games. It's so many things to learn. So hopefully, like Lucario said, you take the pathway of not trying to fuck a woman for 5 years, learn about yourself, and have the women want to fuck you. Lucario?
Nah, real talk, man. And this is why we're here, too. This is why we tell you guys, check out the Man Mindset, check out the Bad Boy Membership. All these things are here for you to help you guys.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's what it is.
Real motherfucking talk. All right, I think we got one more call before we wrap this up real quick. Right. Thank you, 469. 803, did you have a question, man? What's up?
No, I just wanted to know how would I do a Block Talk Radio? Can I do it on my phone if I wanted to? Or
all right, okay, 803. All right, look, 803, this is y'all problem. Look, if you want, listen. The thing is, dog, look, if you want to learn how to do something, fucking get on Google and type it up and learn, man. You're disrupting the flow of things when you're talking about shit that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. This is what y'all problem is. Y'all want to learn about something, fucking learn it. I mean, god damn. All right, but Lucario, go ahead, man, and let's go ahead and wrap this up, man. Go ahead and holler at him, Lucario.
All right, so, yeah, guys, make sure you hit me up on badboymembership.com. Go to badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy Membership, where you get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you go to MrLucario.com to get my book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. You get the ebook, hard copy, or audio book, and also all my other DVD and audio programs. Also, make sure you hit me up at RealMrLucario on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, guys, and I kind of talked about it this weekend, and I'm going to go more in depth. Tonight's show at 7 East, we're going to be talking about your online resume. Y'all guys don't even know y'all have one. And we're going to discuss your online resume and why it is that guys like Ms. Lucario and I don't have to put too much into this based off of your resume. So we'll be talking about that at 7 o'clock East. And at 1 East, myself and Rosebud will be chopping it up, which is in about 44 minutes. So I just want to say that. And if y'all want to get with us, my Instagram is The Man Mindset on Instagram, The Man Mindset on Twitter. Twitter, did you know Twitter is doing videos now, Lucario? You can I'm starting to do live videos and shit on there. I'm trying to fuck with that a little bit, as well as Instagram. But yeah, I just saw, yeah, you can go on Twitter. And you can go live. You can do live videos on Twitter. So I'm going to do live shows and stuff there as well, some new stuff. But anyway, guys, if y'all need to holler at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. Other than that, we're going to see y'all motherfuckers at the top of this, at the top of the hour, which is 1 East. Lucario, you got anything else to add before we go, brother?
Nah, we out of here, people.
All right, we out of here, man. We will see y'all later, guys. I'll see y'all at 1. We out, man. Peace. All right, brother Lucario.